Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on Off the Ball.
I'm really excited to see Jessu back on the pitch. I think she was one of the most exciting, creative players that we had on the pitch in terms of creating opportunities.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You are very welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up for you today, the teams are out for Ireland's massive clash with New Zealand at Soldier Field. All Blacks legend Conrad Smith and Ben Smith take us behind the curtain of the side that won back-to-back World Cups in 2011 and 2015, and a huge injury blow for the Ireland women's team with a key player out for the rest of the season. First up today, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell says Jack Crowley deserves the 10 jersey for Saturday's clash with the All Blacks in Chicago. Crowley will start at out half for Ireland's opening November test this weekend. Caelan Doris, who hasn't played since May due to a shoulder injury, is named on the bench. Dan Sheehan will captain the team at Soldier Field. He's joined in the front row by Andrew Porter and Tadhg Furlong. Tadhg Byrne moves up from flanker to join James Ryan in the engine room, meaning that Ryan Baird, Josh van der Fleer and Jack Conan start in the back row. Alongside Crowley in halfback is the usual Jameson Gibson-Park. Stuart McCloskey gets the nod at inside centre, joined by Gary Ringrose in the midfield, while Andy Farrell's gone with a back three of Jamie Osborne at fullback, with James Lowe and Tommy O'Brien on the left and right wings respectively. Leinster's Paddy McCarthy is in line for his debut off the bench. He joins Doris among the forwards cover alongside Ronan Kelleher, Finlay Beelam and Ian Henderson, while Craig Casey is back fit and joins Sam Prendergast and Bundy Aki as the backs options from the replacements. Farrell admits that the team needs to evolve this autumn.
I suppose many teams would be reassessing every single season where they're at, halfway stage there between World Cup cycles, etc. is being talked about. So there's always a reassess where all parts of our game are at, and we've certainly done that. And it's up to us to make sure that we keep kicking on, because staying where we are isn't going to be good enough going forward.
On the All Blacks front then, the big team news is also at 10, with Beauden Barrett returning at out half. The 34-year-old picked up a shoulder injury in their penultimate game of this year's Rugby Championship against Australia at Eden Park. In total, there are four changes from the 23 that beat the Wallabies in Perth in the final round. Ethan de Groot returns, joining experienced hooker Cody Taylor and tight head Fletcher Newell in the front row. Barrett's return means that Damian McKenzie drops to the bench, with Caleb Clark passing fit to start on the left wing. Former Leinster centre Geordie Barrett starts at 12, while Scott Barrett will captain the side from the second row. One New Zealand legend has outlined precisely what Scott Robertson's side need to do to disrupt Ireland on Saturday. Stephen Donald joined the Aftermatch with Kirsten Beeve podcast this week, and he feels Ireland's defining characteristic is their faithful execution of the game plan.
What makes Ireland so good and great these days is how cohesive they are. They are a phenomenal team. And, you know, we talk about team sports and we use the word team, but the Irish are a team and they gel so well. They're all in sync. And when you talk about being in sync and being a team, the thing about Ireland, which they've done so well from the days of Joe Smith to now with Farrell over the last few years, is they've all got their job to do and they nail it all perfectly. And when Ireland is absolutely humming, they are doing all of that. They are all in sync. The forwards are doing what they need to do. People are at the right rucks. And what this allows, Kirst, is it allows their game to flow. And if you sit back and watch Ireland, sometimes they are so good to watch because it is so clinical and methodical, mm-hmm. but yet done at pace. And because everyone knows their role and everyone's in the right spot and they can just roll through it. And at times, when you're watching them, when they are absolutely humming, it feels like you might have slipped into an Irish training session. it looks that good. So the challenge for the All Blacks is to take them out of it and to take them out of their system, to take them out of that rhythm, which, as I said, at times it feels like they're at a training session, how good they are when they roll through it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Now, we've had veritable New Zealand rugby royalty on the shows over the last couple of weeks. Jordy Barrett and Anton Leonard Brown were on Off the Ball Breakfast last week, live from the All Blacks camp. And two-time World Cup winner Conrad Smith joined Will O'Callaghan on last night's Off the Ball. He was, of course, a key part of the side that won back-to-back World Cups in 2011 and 2015. And he explained that the fact that there were so many viable candidates to take your place from you in the starting team, it pushed him and his teammates to operate at full tilt while playing for the All Blacks in what's considered possibly the greatest international side of all time.
You always get asked as a player, oh, how do you deal with the pressure? How do you deal with the nerves? Is there expectation? But in honesty, and I always say, like, that sure, there are those feelings and you're aware of all of that, but I think the beauty of the team and particularly that team in that era is that that never weighed us down, and we were able to sort of reframe that all the time to take that and use it as motivation in a way. And so it was always when you went onto the field, you were trying to create history. You were trying to do something special. You were putting it in a way, and you were framing it in a way that gave you energy. And you know, that's honestly the way I felt. I was just bursting out of the jersey every time I walked into the field. I wanted to, you know, do something great. I wanted to add to the legacy. I wanted to, you know, look after my mates. I didn't want to let them down, but I didn't put that negative spin on it. It was more that I wanted to impress them. You know, I wanted to earn my right in this jersey. So, and that stuff, you know, that lifts you up. Whereas you can easily, you know, just twist it the other way and suddenly it becomes a burden. And that's, you know, when the pressure does sort of weigh you down and you don't produce your best work. So I think the team was really good at not allowing that to happen and always framing it in a positive way.
Now, while all the talk has naturally been about the game 9 years ago in Chicago, it's the 2013 game at the Aviva Stadium that sticks out in Ben Smith's memories. He joined Jer Gilroy and Cullen Buhig on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. If you needed any reminding, Aaron Cruden's last-minute conversion of Ryan Crotty's late try broke Irish hearts at Lansdowne Road that day. But Smith revealed that it was in 80 minutes where the All Blacks had to dig very deep into their mental reserves.
There was a special quality of that New Zealand team that was almost literally and metaphorically absolutely never beaten. When you look back on it now, do you realise that that was like an actual magical thing to be part of?
I think when we snuck home with that one, I think that meant that we went through the perfect year where we hadn't been beaten. But something that stuck out to me was, like, we had special leaders. So we had Richie and Kieran Reid, guys like Kevin Mialamu, Manonu, Conrad Smith, all those guys that in that moment, because it was baptism of fire, we were under a lot of pressure. Yeah, as you guys do, the crowd was on top of us. You were playing the better rugby, but those guys managed to keep us calm as a group and trust in the process to get back and realize that we needed to keep chipping away at the scoreboard, that we trusted in our game, and that allowed us to get home at the end. Obviously, they're always special games. The All Blacks in Ireland, I'm looking forward to watching again this weekend.
And I wonder how important, like, being able to see out victories like that where you are totally under the pump away from home. Because it feels like sometimes in November internationals, people go, it's, you know, it doesn't really matter. But stuff like that seems to resonate beyond the actual specific game itself.
Yeah, so we had, there was a guy, Gilbert Anoka, who was, he worked and tuned in on the mental skills side of the game. And so at that point, mental skills, I think, was... I think some international teams might have had someone in that space, but not all of them. And we used Gilbert and Oka to actually help in those crucial moments. And actually in the back end of games, when it was a tight game, we actually managed to form a lot of trust because of what he'd sort of created around the mentality of what we wanted to build as a team and how we wanted to be in those moments. So we noticed that some teams... Not saying the Irish, but just teams in general, sometimes they didn't want to be in that space near the back end of the games, whereas we, because of Gilbert and Oka, actually wanted to walk towards those sort of moments in a game where it was game-defining and sort of everything was on the line. He set us up to actually be successful in that time, so... That was a big part of it.
Don't forget, folks, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in Glorious Technical or over on our YouTube channel. And we'll have plenty more build up to this weekend's game, as well as the best reaction. Brian O'Driscoll is coming up on tonight's Off the Ball. So it's the perfect time to become a member at offtheball.com/join. The Ireland women's team have been dealt a major blow with co-captain Edel McMahon ruled out for the rest of the season. The 31-year-old is preparing for a second knee operation this weekend, her club Exeter Chiefs today confirmed. McMahon hasn't played since Ireland's final pool game against New Zealand at the Rugby World Cup. And finally today, Munster have named their team to face an Argentina 15 at Thomond Park this Saturday. It's a mixture of experienced players and young talents for the province. Jack O'Donoghue will captain the side. He joins Gavin Coombs in the back row, while Mike Haley also comes in and is among the regular starters for the province, while tight head Ronan Fox and second row Connor Ryan will make their Munster debuts this weekend. Head coach Clayton McMillan has explained the difference in preparing the team for a clash with a representative side.
The fact that we took a day off on Monday to refresh is probably an indication of how we're approaching this game. We want to, for us, it's not, there's no pressure around trying to accumulate points. It's more around just getting excited about the privileged position to play an international side. And, you know, we don't need three training days because all of the guys have been with us. They're all familiar with our systems and how we want to play. So it's narrowing down the menu, keeping it simple for them so they can accelerate into the game and just go and enjoy it and back themselves.
That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and I'll be back with much more on tomorrow's Rugby Daily, including a preview of the first round of Autumn Nations Series games. Talk to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.